This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
What did your ex do when they found out you were happier without them? Story one. After we broke up, I went silent. Blocked her on everything. Focused on myself, hit the gym, started therapy, got promoted at work, basically leveled up in every aspect. A year later, I posted a picture with my new girlfriend, now fiance, at a beach resort. I didn't tag anyone or write anything braggy, just a quiet flex. Within hours, I got an email from my ex with the subject line, "I miss what we had." She wrote this huge essay about how she was proud of me, how I finally became the man she always saw in me, and how maybe now we could try again with a new mindset. I didn't reply. She followed up 3 days later with a voice note crying and saying she made a mistake. I still didn't reply. Third time, she DMs my fiancé on Instagram, saying she should be careful because I used to be toxic. My fiancé blocked her, and I reported the account. That's when the fake profiles started. She made two, tried following me and my friends. One even pretended to be a business account offering sponsorship. I just laughed. Therapy taught me what peace feels like, and her chaos just reminded me why I left. Story 2. We broke up because she said I lacked ambition. Fair enough, I was in a rut, but it lit a fire under me. I moved to a new city, started my dream job, and began rock climbing, something I always wanted to try. A year and a half later, I randomly bumped into her at a mutual friend's party. She looked shocked. I'd lost weight, had a new vibe, and was telling some people about a trip I had planned to Switzerland. She tried playing it cool, but later pulled me aside and said, "You've really changed. You seem free." I just nodded and said, "I am." That clearly hit her, because she tried flirting and suggesting we catch up sometime. What she didn't know was that I had already started seeing someone new, someone who appreciated me during the climb, not just at the top. I smiled, told her it was good to see her, and walked away. That was the last time I saw her in person. A week later, I got a friend request from her on LinkedIn. Declined. Story 3. When my ex saw that I was genuinely thriving after she left, she pulled the most dramatic stunt I've ever witnessed. We had dated for 5 years. She left me for some guy she met at her job, and they moved in together within 2 months. I was crushed, but I kept quiet. I didn't post much. Just worked, healed, traveled. 2 years later, she messaged me out of nowhere saying she wanted to apologize. I ignored it. Next thing I know, she shows up at my mom's church. I wasn't there, but she told my mom she felt spiritually led to reconnect. My mom, bless her heart, invited her for lunch. I didn't find out until after the fact. I asked her what they talked about, and she just said she seemed confused. Then came the handwritten letter to my office, 4 pages long. She wrote about how she realized her new relationship was all about lust and not love. She didn't know what she had until it was gone. Even mentioned our inside jokes like she was trying to trigger nostalgia. I shredded the letter. I'm in a happy, stable relationship now. What really stung her? I never responded, not once. No closure. Just silence. That's how she knew she had no power left. Story 4. My ex dumped me right before I started nursing school. Said I was too busy for a relationship and that she wanted someone with more free time. Fast forward 2 years. I graduated top of my class, landed a great hospital job, and was doing pretty well. I made one post on Facebook with a graduation photo. Guess who commented? "So proud of you. Knew you could do it." I replied with a simple, "Thanks. Hope you're well." The next week, she texted me a photo of our old dog. We co-adopted, but she kept him, saying, "He misses you." That turned into a coffee invite. Then a long message saying she regretted leaving, that I always had the best heart, and she didn't realize how good she had it. I said no to meeting. She didn't take it well. A few days later, mutual friends told me she was spreading rumors that I was emotionally distant and always obsessed with school. Classic move. Funny thing is, I never even felt angry. Just kind of embarrassed I ever let her dim my light. Story 5. We were together all through college. She was charming, spontaneous, but never really took life seriously. I did. After graduation, I got a job offer out of state. She didn't want to move, didn't want to do long distance, and said I was prioritizing success over love. We ended things. I moved, built a new circle, got into photography, and even had a few small exhibits. Life was fuller than I imagined. 3 years later, she slid into my DMs after seeing a tagged photo of me at a gallery. She wrote, "Wow, you look so happy. I miss your energy." I replied, "Thanks. Life's been kind." She then asked if I ever thought about us. I said, "Sometimes, but more as a lesson than a possibility." That must have hit hard. She posted a cryptic tweet the next day. Some people glow differently when you're not dimming them. True. I wasn't bitter. Just done. She didn't handle it well, but I did. That's all that mattered. Story 6. My ex and I were high school sweethearts who stayed together too long. He was possessive but charming enough to get away with it. When I finally left, he told me, "You'll come running back. No one else will understand you like I do." Well, I didn't run back. I moved cities, dyed my hair, went back to school for art therapy, and slowly found myself again. I didn't broadcast it, just lived. A couple of years later, my friend showed me a TikTok he posted. It was a dramatic montage of our old photos with some sad indie song, and the caption, "When she chooses herself over the one who loved her most." I ignored it. A week later, he posted another video saying, "Crazy how someone can glow up after breaking your heart." The comments, full of people hyping me. That's when he flipped. He DM'd me saying I used him as a stepping stone and called me fake. I didn't reply, but it felt full circle. The guy who once wanted to control my narrative was now ranting online while I was out in the world writing mine. Story 7. I had a short but intense relationship with someone during the pandemic. We trauma bonded, moved too fast, and crashed hard. After she ghosted me mid-argument, seriously, I spiraled. Then I pulled myself out of it. Therapy, hiking, eventually writing poetry that got published in a small journal. When she stumbled upon my writing, apparently one of her friends followed the page, she messaged me saying, "Wow, didn't know I inspired you that much." I said, "You didn't. The healing did." She left me on read for 3 days, then sent a long message about how we were too powerful of a connection to ignore, and how we had unresolved spiritual energy. I told her respectfully that I'd made peace with the past and wasn't interested in revisiting it. She blocked me, unblocked me a week later, and liked every post from the past 6 months. My favorite part? The last poem I wrote that month was called "Ghosts Don't Text Back." Story 8. My ex and I shared a small business. When the breakup happened, I gave up my half to keep the peace. It hurt, but I started something new. Freelance design, which eventually turned into a studio with a few employees. A year later, my new brand was getting traction, and her business was stagnating. She emailed me saying she wanted to collaborate like old times. I declined politely. She asked again, this time offering money. I still declined. That's when she tried to trademark a slogan I'd created, something I had originally written during our time together. I had proof it was mine, and the filing didn't go through. But the pettiness shocked me. She sent one last message. "You think you're better than me now?" I replied, "No. I just stopped trying to prove anything to people who wanted me small." She never responded again. Honestly, I hope she finds peace. But not at the cost of mine. Story 9. We broke up quietly. No yelling. No betrayal. Just two people who had grown apart. I moved on. Started doing stand-up comedy. Something I'd always wanted to try but she said was a waste of time. About a year later, a clip of one of my sets went semi-viral on YouTube. I didn't name her, but one joke about an ex who thought laughter didn't pay bills apparently hit home. She emailed me a long-winded letter explaining how it hurt to be reduced to a punchline, and how I should at least credit her for the pain that fueled my content. I didn't respond. Instead, I printed the email, blacked out her name, and used it as part of a bit the next month. The audience loved it. Story 10. My ex and I split because of religious differences. He said he couldn't be with someone who didn't want to submit to a traditional lifestyle. It hurt, but I respected it. I moved on, found someone whose beliefs aligned with mine, and we eventually got engaged. Somehow, my ex found out, probably through mutuals, and showed up at my engagement party, uninvited. He didn't cause a scene, just stood across the room staring. When I finally approached him, he said, "I just had to see it with my own eyes. You really moved on, huh?" I said, "Yeah, I'm happy. You should be too." He nodded, left, and never reached out again. But a week later, I got a handwritten note in my mailbox with a Bible verse and the message, "It's not too late to return to the right path." I didn't reply. Some people don't want you to be happy. They want you to be obedient. There's a big difference. Story 11. My ex and I lived together for 4 years. I handled all the cooking, bills, and planning. He said he'd step up once things settled down. They never did. He cheated with someone from his office. I left the next week with nothing but my car and laptop. A year later, I was running my own small catering business and sharing a flat with two amazing roommates. I posted a photo of a wedding cake I made for a client. A mutual friend reposted it. That's when my ex messaged, "Crazy to see you doing all this. I always told you to follow your passion." He never said that. Ever. Then came a second message. "I still have your blue sweater. Want to grab it sometime?" I replied, "You can keep it. I've outgrown everything from that place." He wrote back, "LOL."
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Okay, Miss Deep quotes, and unfollowed me. 2 weeks later, I heard from a friend he was telling people I was always going to become full of myself. Sure. If being full of confidence, purpose, and peace is what he meant, then yeah, 100%. Story 12. She dumped me after 5 years because I wasn't exciting enough. Said I had no fire, that I was too routine, too predictable. I was devastated, but I didn't chase. I packed up, moved cities, and started working with a nonprofit doing environmental work overseas. 6 months into my new life, I was riding motorcycles through Vietnam, doing conservation projects during the week, and living on $10 a day. It was chaotic, fulfilling, and nothing like the old me. Out of nowhere, I got an Instagram DM. "I just saw your pics. Who are you?" She tried to play it off like a joke, but then it turned into deep messages about how she didn't realize she was the one dimming my spirit. She said she missed our talks, and that she never stopped loving me. I didn't even reply. I posted a reel of my team planting trees in the mountains, smiled at the sunrise, and kept going. I didn't need closure. I had something better. Purpose. Story 13. After our breakup, my ex took it upon himself to turn all our mutual friends against me. Claimed I wasn't supportive and never wanted the best for him. I stayed quiet. It hurt. But I believed time would show the truth. I focused on myself, went back to school for veterinary science, started journaling, and slowly built back my social life. A couple of years later, one of those friends invited me to a reunion party. I debated skipping it but decided to show up. My ex was there, visibly shocked. I'd grown into someone more confident, calm, and centered. He tried to approach me multiple times that night, but I kept it short. Later, he sent a long email titled, Closure. It was part apology, part explanation, part fishing for validation. Said seeing me happy made him reconsider everything. I replied with one line, It's not about you anymore. Haven't heard from him since. Story 14. I broke up with her after she mocked me for crying when my dad died. Literally called me too emotional for a man. I should have left earlier, but that was the final nail. A year later, I was in therapy, lifting weights, running half marathons, and had reconnected with my sister whom I hadn't spoken to in years. My mental health was better than ever. One day, I posted a transformation photo, physically and emotionally, with a caption about growth. She texted, Wow, guess I was your rock bottom, huh? I didn't reply. She messaged again a week later, asking if I wanted to catch up. I said no. So she posted a subtle tweet. Funny how some people glow up after being broken by you. You're welcome. I laughed, blocked her, and kept living. Story 15. Our relationship ended quietly. No drama. She moved to another state for work, and we decided not to try long distance. We said we'd stay friends but never really talked again. Years later, I wrote a novel. Nothing autobiographical, but the protagonist had a similar emotional arc. It got picked up by a small indie publisher and did pretty well. I posted a picture of the book signing online. She messaged me that night. I read it. I knew you had something great in you. I always did. Then she said something strange. Maybe we just needed time apart to grow. Who knows, right? I didn't respond. Because even if she meant well, her words came too late. My story had already been written, without her as a main character. Story 16. He never wanted kids. That was fine, until he started using it as a weapon. Every time I talked about dreams, family, or the future, he'd say I was too emotional or not built for his lifestyle. I stayed for too long, thinking compromise was love. When I finally left, I took a solo trip to Iceland, something I had always dreamed of but he called pointless. That trip changed me. I started volunteering with a youth program, and later met a man who not only loved kids, he mentored them. We got married last year. We're now fostering two amazing brothers. My ex found out through mutual friends. He sent me a short message. Guess you really did want all that after all. I didn't reply. He sent another one later. I hope you find what you're looking for. I already had. Story 17. She broke up with me the week I got laid off, saying she couldn't carry both of us. Her words, I was broke, anxious, and staying on my friend's couch at the time. It was my lowest point. Fast forward a year and a half. I had landed a remote tech job, started doing photography on the side, and had just gotten featured in a local gallery. I posted a humble photo of the exhibit. She messaged, Wow, didn't expect to see you in a gallery. You always said you didn't have the eye. Proud of you. It seemed genuine, until she followed it up with, I wonder how things would have turned out if I'd waited a little longer. That told me everything. She didn't miss me. She missed what I became. Big difference. Story 18. I was in a situationship with a guy who constantly downplayed everything I did. Got a promotion? It's probably just a quota hire. Wrote a viral blog post? Don't let it get to your head. Every little joy, he smothered in condescension. I finally cut him off, blocked him, and went no contact. In the 2 years that followed, I started my own digital content agency, partnered with NGOs, and even gave a TEDx talk. One day, I received an anonymous email with the subject, Just watched your TEDx. The body read, I always knew you had that in you. I just didn't want anyone else to see it first. The coward didn't even sign his name, but I knew. His favorite phrase was, Don't let the world hype you too much. I printed the email, framed it, and put it on my office wall. A reminder, never shrink to fit someone else's comfort zone. Story 19. We had a long-distance thing while I studied abroad. He cheated 3 months in, then blamed me for not being available enough. I cut it off, blocked him, and never looked back. During that year, I learned Italian, backpacked across Europe, and even did a short film that won a student award. 3 years later, out of nowhere, I got a wedding invitation from a girl I didn't know. It took me a moment to realize she was marrying my ex. It wasn't a mistake. I later got a follow-up email with a note. Saw all your travels on Instagram. Wanted to show you I'm doing fine too. Like it was a competition. I didn't respond. Didn't attend. But I did post a throwback photo from Rome the same day of their wedding, standing under the Trevi Fountain, laughing. I wasn't trying to be petty. But if he saw it, and I'm sure he did, he probably finally realized I'd won without playing his game. Story 20. We dated in college, and I always supported his dream of being a musician. I paid for his studio time, helped design his album cover, even skipped classes to help with shows. But when I got accepted into a competitive grad program, he said I was selling out. He broke up with me in the middle of finals week, said I was too focused on success, and that we were just on different vibes. 2 years later, I was doing research, publishing papers, and giving talks at conferences. Meanwhile, he was still uploading the same EP on SoundCloud and reposting old content. One day, he tagged me in a tweet. Sometimes the person who helped build you forgets they were only the blueprint. I didn't engage. But my friends dragged him in the replies with screenshots of how much I'd done for him. He deleted the tweet, then deleted his whole account. Story 21. He dumped me because he said I was too nerdy and that I didn't have the wow factor he wanted to show off. He literally said that. I was heartbroken but used that pain to dive headfirst into finishing my computer science degree. 2 years later, I was working at a major tech firm and gave a keynote at a conference. I posted a photo of me on stage. Blazer, mic, crowd, the works. 3 days later, I got a message from him on LinkedIn. Of all places, hey, wow. Didn't expect to see you turning into a tech queen. Remember when we used to play Portal at your place? I ignored it. He tried again a week later. You always had that spark. Maybe I was just too immature to see it. Still ignored. Last I heard, he was selling NFTs and giving dating advice on TikTok. Meanwhile, I just launched a mentorship program for girls in STEM. Funny how I used to feel uncool with him. Now I feel like a role model. Story 22. She dumped me after I told her I was bisexual. Said she couldn't date someone who wasn't 100% straight, like it was a political stance. She framed it as me being dishonest, even though I'd never cheated or even looked at anyone else. After the breakup, I spiraled. Then I got help, joined a queer support group, started journaling, and eventually became comfortable in my identity. I also started writing music again, something she always called a phase. Fast forward, I released an EP on Spotify, and one of the songs started getting traction on playlists. A mutual tagged me on Instagram, and boom, she DM'd me. I heard your song. It's beautiful. I wish I could have understood you better. I replied, thanks. I wish that too. She said, maybe one day we could talk? I just liked the message. That was closure enough for me. Story 23. He didn't leave me. I left him. Quietly. After 4 years of gaslighting, subtle insults, and him constantly comparing me to his ex, I got tired of walking on eggshells. I moved out while he was on a weekend trip with his buddies. Took only my essentials and ghosted completely. New number, new city, new job. 6 months later, he sent an email to my work address, which he had no reason to still know. Hope you're doing okay. I've been thinking about everything. It's hard not having you around. Then came the kicker. I hope you're not still mad. I never meant to make you feel less. I didn't respond. He tried again a month later, with a cash transfer request labeled for closure talk. I rejected it. That man used to make me feel small for crying during movies. Now I cry freely, laugh loudly, and sleep deeply. That's the best revenge. Story 24. She left me the week I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease, said it was too much to deal with, and that she wasn't ready for that kind of relationship. It broke me. I was in and out of hospitals and had no one but my sister for support. Eventually, I pulled through, changed my diet, my routine, even started a blog to share my recovery journey. It caught on, especially with others in chronic illness communities. One day, I got a message through my blog's contact form. It was her. I've been following your writing. I'm sorry for walking away when you needed me most. She said she wanted to reconnect, not romantically, just to talk. I didn't trust it. I never replied. A year later, I got engaged to someone I met at a support group. She's everything my ex wasn't. Patient, kind, consistent. Sometimes pain gives you better radar for what's real. Story 25. He dumped me 2 weeks after my mom died. Said he couldn't handle my grief energy. Those were his exact words. I never begged, just let him go. Grief changed me. I started hiking alone, found comfort in nature, and eventually trained to become a grief counselor. Helping others gave me a sense of purpose. 3 years later, I gave a speech at a mental health awareness event, and a clip went viral. That's when he texted me. Yes, texted, I saw your video. I always knew you were strong. I just didn't know how to support you back then. I left him on read. Then he sent a voice message saying, I still think about you all the time. Too bad, because I don't think about him at all. Story 26. He always made me feel like I had to earn his affection. Compliments were rare, criticism was constant, and anytime I was happy, he'd find a way to bring the mood down. I stayed for almost 3 years because I thought that's what tough love looked like. Then I took a solo trip to Colorado, my first time traveling alone, and something clicked. I wasn't scared. I wasn't lonely. I felt free. When I got back, I ended it without drama. He didn't fight it. Just said, good luck out there. Fast forward a year, I had moved to a new state, started a podcast about mental wellness, and even got interviewed by a local station. I shared the link on social media, and that's when he popped back in. He messaged, you seem different, lighter. It's kind of wild to see you thriving like this. We should catch up. I said, different? Number, just no longer drowning. He left it at that. No apology, no acknowledgement. Just silence after realizing I had finally broken out of the cage he built around me. Story 27. She told me I wasn't adventurous enough and that I lacked spontaneity. Meanwhile, I was working two jobs to save for our future while she spent weekends finding herself on party boats and yoga retreats. One day, she just said she didn't feel inspired by our relationship anymore. That hurt. But I didn't beg. I let her go and poured every ounce of that pain into building a small business around something I love, restoring, and selling vintage motorcycles. Within 2 years, I had a decent following, a waitlist for commissions, and enough income to quit my day job. Then she messaged me on Facebook, just saw your feature in that mechanics blog. This is what I always hoped you'd become. I stared at that message for a long time. Then I replied, you didn't hope for this. You gave up before it started. She left me on read. I haven't heard from her since. My girlfriend now? She's the one sanding bikes with me at midnight and laughing the whole time. That's the kind of spark I was waiting for. Story 28. I supported my ex through everything, from his failed startup to his therapy sessions, and even helped him financially when he was broke. I believed in us. He repaid me by ghosting me after 4 years, just vanished one day with a vague text. I need to figure out who I am. I cried for weeks. Then I got up, took all that energy, and started over. I launched a side hustle in handmade jewelry that took off, ended up going viral on TikTok, and turned it into a full-time business. Even opened a small studio. One day, he showed up at my launch event uninvited. Said he was in town and thought he'd stop by. Just wanted to see the empire you built. I smiled, thanked him for coming, and walked away mid-conversation to greet a customer. Later that night, he messaged me. I always knew you were meant for more. I just didn't know how to keep up. That's the thing, he wasn't supposed to keep up. He was supposed to grow with me. And he didn't. Story 29. She and I were together during college, and she constantly made fun of the fact that I was too into books and documentaries. I was studying history. She said it was a dead major and joked that I'd end up as a broke librarian. Well, joke's on her. I became a historical consultant for film and television. It didn't happen overnight, but slowly, through freelance gigs and sheer persistence, I landed a job working on a period drama that eventually got picked up by a major streaming service. I posted a behind-the-scenes photo from set, and within a day she messaged me. Wait, is this your show? That's insane. I always knew you were smart. Then she asked if I wanted to grab a drink and catch up like old times. I responded, you mocked me for everything that made this possible. She replied, that was college. Come on. But I was already gone. My life isn't a comeback story. It's just the life I would have had sooner if I hadn't been loving someone who never believed in it. Story 30. He cheated on me with his coworker and then tried to frame it like I pushed him away because I was too focused on law school. The night I found out, he didn't even apologize, just said, you'll be fine. You're tough. Turns out he was right about one thing. I was fine. Better than fine. I passed the bar, joined a firm that does pro bono defense, and started volunteering with a group that supports women in abusive relationships. That pain didn't destroy me. It gave me direction. 2 years after the breakup, I got a letter in the mail. Handwritten, from him. He said he saw an article about me winning a local case and how proud he was. That he thinks about me whenever he sees a courtroom drama. He closed the letter with, maybe in another lifetime. I ripped it in half and threw it away. Not out of anger, but clarity. In another lifetime, maybe. But in this one? I'm doing just fine without anyone who only saw my strength when it was convenient for them. Story 31. We broke up because she said I was too simple. I wasn't flashy, didn't party, didn't post cute couple stuff. She wanted more excitement, more attention. She left for a guy who took her to rooftop bars and posted edited couples selfies twice a week. Meanwhile, I stayed home, took a breather, and finally started investing time into my woodworking hobby. What started as a stress outlet turned into a custom furniture side business. 6 months later, one of my pieces got featured in a local design magazine. She saw it. I know because she suddenly followed me again on Instagram, liked 12 photos in a row, and messaged, "Wow, this is amazing. I always said you had taste. She never said that. Then came, do you still live in the same place? We should catch up. I left her on scene. The irony is, the guy who was too simple built something real. Meanwhile, she and the rooftop guy were done in 3 months. Story 32. He told me that my ambition was intimidating, said he loved me, but felt like he was in my shadow and needed to find someone more balanced. What he really meant was someone who wouldn't outpace him. When he left, I poured my energy into my career and finally applied for a project lead role I'd been too scared to go for while we were together. I got it. Then I got promoted. A year later, I was speaking at international summits and mentoring young professionals. I posted a photo from a conference in Berlin. That night, he messaged me. I always knew you were going to do big things. Just wish I could have handled it better. Then he sent another one. Still think about our late night ramen runs? I didn't respond. My late nights now involve reviewing contracts with a glass of wine on a Paris balcony. I don't need nostalgia. I have peace. Story 33. We were in a band together. I played bass. She was lead vocals. At first, it was magic. Rehearsals turned into sleepovers. Writing sessions became relationship therapy. But when things got serious, she said I was too emotionally dependent and that she needed to be free to evolve creatively. I was gutted. She left both me and the band. I stopped playing music for almost a year. Then I picked it back up. Wrote songs. Not about her, but about reclaiming myself. Formed a new band, performed at open mics, and eventually we got picked to open for a regional tour. It was the proudest moment of my life. She showed up at one of our shows. Afterwards, she came up to me and said, "You look alive on stage. I don't think I've ever seen you like that before." I said, "That's because you never stuck around to see me grow." She didn't respond, just gave a small smile and walked away. She didn't ruin music for me. She just gave me new reasons to write. Story 34. He dumped me 6 weeks after my miscarriage, said he couldn't handle the emotional heaviness and needed to focus on healing himself. I was too numb to fight. I let him go. I spent the next year rebuilding, mind, body, spirit. I traveled to national parks, journaled, started a support group for women who had been through pregnancy loss. Slowly, I found my voice again. Then the article came out, an online feature about our group, highlighting my story and how I'd turned grief into connection. He emailed me a long message, said he was ashamed of how he left, that he didn't know how to be there for me, and asked if we could meet for coffee. I read every word, then deleted it. Closure didn't come from him. It came from standing in front of 20 women last month and telling them, "You are not broken." That was more healing than any apology ever could be. Story 35. She and I worked at the same restaurant. Dated in secret for almost a year because she wasn't ready to tell anyone. Said she loved me but needed to protect her space. I accepted scraps of affection for too long, hoping it would turn into something real. Eventually, I left the job, blocked her, and went back to school for culinary arts. 2 years later, I graduated top of my class, did an internship in Lion, and now co-run a pop-up dinner series that's constantly sold out. One day, she showed up to one of the events, reservation under a fake name. After dessert, she came to the kitchen window and said, "I knew you'd do something amazing. I just couldn't handle being a part of it." I said, "You never wanted to be part of it. You just wanted it hidden." She left quietly. I didn't feel triumph. I felt free. Story 36. He never respected my art, said painting was a cute hobby, and encouraged me to find a real job. I stayed for 3 years, convincing myself that love meant compromise. It wasn't until I sold my first commissioned piece, without telling him, that I realized how much I was hiding to keep him comfortable. I left quietly, moved into a small studio apartment, and painted full-time while working evenings at a bookstore. Within a year, I had my first gallery show. A week after the opening, he messaged, "Saw your art post. Crazy that you actually stuck with it. Proud of you." Then, "Still have that sketch you did of us. Might be worth something now, huh?" I said nothing. 2 days later, he offered to help with promotion and said he always believed in my talent. He didn't. He believed in control. Now my work hangs in offices and homes across 3 cities. And the sketch he mentioned? I painted over it years ago. Some things just don't deserve a frame. Story 37. She dumped me while I was still in rehab. Said it was too much that she needed someone more put together. I understood. Addiction is ugly and I wasn't my best self back then. But I got clean. 1 year sober turned into 2. I started speaking at meetings, mentoring other recovering addicts, and eventually got certified as a counselor. I even started volunteering at a youth center to help teens dealing with early-stage substance issues. Then came the Facebook friend request. Then a message. Hey, I've been following your journey. You're doing amazing. I'm really sorry I wasn't stronger back then. She wanted to grab coffee. Said she missed the old us. There was no old us. Just a broken me trying to hold on to someone who had already let go. I thanked her for the kind words. Declined the coffee. Then I hit my 3-year sober milestone that weekend. And never looked back. Story 38. We were engaged. Had a venue booked. Invites ordered. Dress picked. But 3 months before the wedding, he sat me down and said he wasn't ready. Not just for marriage, for any of it. He wanted to feel single again. I was humiliated. I canceled everything, moved back in with my parents, and started therapy. What began as weekly crying sessions turned into journaling, then writing, then submitting essays. One of those essays got published, then another. Eventually, I signed a deal for a memoir about reclaiming life after public heartbreak. The day it hit Amazon pre-orders, he texted me, "You really turned our breakup into a brand, huh?" He followed it up with, "No hard feelings. Just weird being the villain in someone's origin story." I replied, "Villains don't get the last chapter. Authors do." He didn't message again. The book is coming out this fall. Story 39. We were roommates before we were lovers. He was sweet, quiet, introverted, until we started dating. Then he became distant, passive-aggressive, emotionally unavailable. Every disagreement ended with, "Maybe we just don't work." Eventually, I moved out, cut ties, and didn't date for a while. Instead, I got into interior design. I started small, just doing friends' apartments, posting photos. Within a year, I had clients and a following. I launched my own brand and started collaborating with local builders. Then he DM'd me a photo of his new, cluttered apartment with the message, "Wish I had your touch. Could use some magic over here." I told him I was booked for the next 6 months. He said, "I miss how calm things felt with you." Of course he did. I was the calm. He was the storm. And I don't decorate hurricanes. Story 40. He left me for someone in his climbing group. Said she shared his passion, and I didn't push myself physically enough. I was more into books and writing than rock walls and chalk bags. Fine. After the breakup, I finally leaned into who I was. I started a cozy reading blog, posted book reviews, and shared essays on quiet living. It was niche, but it took off. Publishers started sending me ARCs. I was invited to panels, sponsored by tea brands, even launched a book subscription box. 3 years later, he commented on one of my YouTube videos, "You made a whole career out of reading. That's actually kind of hot." I didn't reply. He followed up with a DM. "Miss you sometimes." I don't miss him. I don't miss feeling like a consolation prize to his adrenaline addiction. These days, my kind of thrill is watching a thunderstorm with a good book and 500 strangers online who get it. Story 41. He was a med student. Ambitious, brilliant, and cold. He once told me emotions were inefficient, and therapy was for people with weak mental discipline. I was in social work school and he constantly belittled it, saying it was just glorified babysitting. When I graduated, I took a job in a domestic violence shelter. The work was heavy, but I loved it. Over time, I built a trauma-informed program that got recognized by a national nonprofit. We were featured in a segment on morning television. That same week, he emailed me. "Saw your interview. Can't believe how far you've come. Guess your work wasn't so soft after all." Then, without irony, "If you're ever back in the city, I'd love to grab dinner and catch up." I didn't reply. He never respected what I did until strangers did first. That's not admiration. That's ego in a suit. Story 42. She told me I was emotionally unavailable because I didn't post her constantly on social media. Truth is, I just didn't want to make something public that I wasn't sure was built to last. She cheated. Twice. I found out when the guy she was seeing posted a photo with her while we were still together. I went quiet. Didn't blow up. Didn't make it a scandal. I deleted Instagram and went offline for almost a year. In that time, I wrote a novel. A story loosely inspired by a relationship that rotted from the inside. It wasn't a revenge piece. It was closure through fiction. When it got picked up by an indie publisher and featured in a small magazine, I reactivated my account to announce the release. Guess who messaged me within 24 hours? "This book, is it about us?" I replied, "Only the first few chapters. The rest is about someone who learned not to beg to be chosen." Blocked. Unfollowed. Unbothered. Story 43. I was with him during his recovery from a motorcycle accident. I helped with physical therapy, meds, even bathed him at times. He promised me forever. When he got better, he slowly stopped texting.
ghosted me after 5 years together. No explanation. I grieved like I'd lost a husband, but I eventually realized I had poured everything into someone who saw me as a life raft, not a partner. So I went to nursing school. I leaned into what I was already doing for him, caring, healing, supporting. I graduated top of my class, got licensed, and now work in trauma care. I see real pain, real resilience. He showed up at my hospital last year as a patient. Broken ankle. His eyes went wide when he saw me in scrubs. He said, "Wow, I always knew you were a caregiver. Never thought you'd actually become one." I smiled and said, "You're not my patient today," and walked away. Someone else took his vitals. I took my power back. Story 44. She broke up with me during a layover at an airport. Literally mid-connection flight. Said she didn't see us working long-term and didn't want to waste either of our time. Then she boarded her plane, and I sat in the terminal wondering how I'd make it home. That breakup shattered me. But the weirdest part, it also freed me. A week later, I booked a solo trip, something I was always too scared to do when we were together. Then another. I started documenting my travels. Not for social media, just for myself. Photos, journal entries, small moments. It grew into a blog. That blog became a brand. Then a travel newsletter. Eventually, a paid partnership with a hiking gear company. 3 years later, she messaged me. "Just saw your write-up in that travel site. I always told you the world needed to hear your voice." She hadn't. Not once. I didn't reply. I just kept walking forward. Passport in one pocket, peace in the other. Story 45. He said I was too intense, that I took everything personally. What he really meant was, I called out his lies. His flirting. His gaslighting. I didn't accept I was just joking, as a real excuse for cruelty. So he dumped me over text and told our mutual friends I was obsessed with drama. I stayed quiet. Let him spin whatever version of the story made him feel noble. Meanwhile, I quietly enrolled in a theater program. I'd always loved acting but never felt supported. Now I had time, space, and fire. 2 years later, I landed a role in a touring production. One night, I got a message. "Just saw your poster downtown. Never knew you could do all that. Proud of you." Proud of me? He once called my monologue practice embarrassing. I didn't reply. I let my silence be the encore. The applause I needed wasn't his, it was my own. Story 46. He used to mock my stutter. Subtly at first, finishing my sentences, pretending he couldn't hear me if I stumbled. Then outright jokes in front of friends. "You sound like a scratched CD," he once said at a party. People laughed. I laughed too. It was easier than crying. When I left him, he said, "No one else will have the patience." He was wrong. I joined a public speaking group. At first, I could barely get through introductions. But with time, I got better. Then I started doing talks on resilience and communication. Even gave a speech at a university about finding strength in your voice. Literally. He found the video and messaged me. "Never thought you'd actually go up on stage. Props." Then he added, "Wish I'd supported you more?" I didn't reply. I don't need props. I needed respect. And now I finally have both, especially from myself. Story 47. She dumped me the night before my job interview. Said she was tired of waiting for me to get my act together. At the time, I was in a dark place. Unemployed, struggling with anxiety, living paycheck to paycheck off gig work. She said I was too much of a project. I got the job the next day. And slowly things got better. I worked hard, got promoted, started therapy. Eventually, I co-founded a startup with my best friend. A real product. Real users. Real funding. When we landed our first media feature, I posted a photo of our small team in the office. She commented, "This is incredible. So proud of you. You finally made it." I stared at the message, then deleted the comment and blocked her. Not out of spite, out of peace. She left when the road was rough, but I built something anyway, without her. Story 48. We were long distance. I flew to see her. She rarely came to me. I paid for flights, dinners, everything. I didn't mind. I loved her. Until she said one night, "I feel like you're more into me than I'm into you." That broke something in me. We broke up the next day. Afterward, I spent a year rediscovering my own city. I hiked, joined a local cycling group, made friends. I stopped waiting to be someone's second priority. I started a vlog about solo adventures and unexpectedly built a decent following. Then one day she messaged, "You always talked about wanting to explore more. You're really doing it now? It's kind of sexy." I replied, "It always was. You just didn't see it." She asked to reconnect. I said no. Sometimes the best trips are the ones you take alone. That's where I found myself. Story 49. He left after my father died. Claimed the grief made me too emotionally unstable. Said he needed positive energy only. That phrase haunted me. I sank into depression. But with support from my sister, I started taking pottery classes to cope. It was supposed to be temporary. It wasn't. Clay saved me. There was something healing in shaping something broken into something beautiful. Eventually, I turned it into a business, selling handmade ceramics and teaching weekend classes. 3 years later, I was featured in a lifestyle magazine. He emailed me, "Read your story. I didn't expect you to turn that pain into something so alive. I'm happy for you." "Then, do you still have that mug I made at your class?" I replied, "No. It cracked in the kiln. Just like us." Story 50. She hated my laugh. Always said it was too loud or too weird. I stopped laughing around her. Even held it in during movies or dinner with friends. When we broke up, she said, "Maybe you'll find someone who likes your whole personality." I did. But before that, I found me. I went to comedy clubs, improv classes, karaoke nights, anywhere joy lived out loud. I started a podcast about comedy and mental health, and somehow it blew up. People said my laugh made them feel safe, that it was infectious. She messaged me one day after a clip went viral. "You still laugh like a foghorn, huh? At least now it pays." She meant it as a jab, but it made me smile. I used to quiet myself for love. Now I laugh into microphones for thousands. I kept the laugh. Lost the dead weight. Story 51. He always said I wasn't built for entrepreneurship, that I should stick to my desk job because I wasn't cut out for risk. He'd roll his eyes when I stayed up late working on my online store, saying things like, "Do you really think anyone will buy handmade dog collars?" When we broke up, he told me flat out, "You're not a closer." Well, guess who closed 10,000 orders last year? It wasn't easy. I lost sleep, money, and friends who thought I should get a real job. But I built something from the ground up, and it grew. I started hiring. I got featured in a pet magazine. He saw the article. He messaged, "Always knew you were scrappy. Congrats." I responded, "You always knew just enough to underestimate me." He tried calling after that. I didn't answer. I'm too busy running my not a real business. Story 52. She told me she wanted to be free, that our relationship was too comfortable, and that she missed the thrill of dating. I was heartbroken but let her go. No begging, just silence. She posted thirst traps and captions about reclaiming herself, while I quietly worked on myself. I took up photography, something she once said was too hipster. I started exploring abandoned buildings, nature trails, and city corners, capturing it all. I built a portfolio, then a following. One of my shots got picked up for a tourism campaign. Suddenly, I was getting paid to do what I love. She DM'd me, "Didn't expect you to go full artsy. Proud of you. Then, want to do a shoot sometime? I miss your perspective." I left her on red. She only missed the lens that made her look good, not the man behind it. Story 53. We broke up because I told him I was ace. He didn't cheat, but he said he needed a partner who could meet all his needs. Fair. But the way he said it? Cold. Like I was defective. That breakup broke me more than I expected. I felt less than, like something to return to the store. I started a blog anonymously, writing about asexuality, relationships, and healing. Turns out, I wasn't alone. People began sharing their stories and the community grew. Eventually, I revealed my identity. Got invited to speak at a university. Wrote a guidebook. Someone told me, "You helped me feel seen for the first time." Then came the message, "I saw your TEDx. Wow. Wish I'd understood better. You were always brave. No apology. Just ego wrapped in nostalgia." I didn't reply. He didn't deserve a second draft of my love. Story 54. He left after I was diagnosed with endometriosis. Said he couldn't handle being with someone who'd always be in pain. It wasn't a tearful goodbye. It was a calculated exit. Like he was dodging a bullet, not leaving a person. I felt unworthy for a long time. Like damaged goods. But I learned how to advocate for myself. I connected with others going through the same thing. I started a YouTube channel documenting my journey. Everything from surgeries to flare-up hacks. It resonated. Eventually, I partnered with a wellness brand and became an ambassador for chronic illness awareness. He commented under one of my videos, "Didn't realize you were going to turn this into a movement. Respect." Respect? He didn't respect me when I was doubled over in pain on the bathroom floor, begging him not to leave. Now he gets to watch me from a distance, strong, loved, and louder than ever.